If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM, let's create.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com, one place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Oh, oh my God. So good. I don't know. Which one am I, Katie? It feels so I like good. It loud. I like it loud. Will you? Oh, wait, you turned me down. Wait. Wait, which one am I? I'm four. Okay, I turned you up. I turned Seth that up. This is the kind of analog. That's right. I need you to hear me. You need to hear me. Ooh, we're in the hot garage. We're hot boxing our guests. I'm hot boxing you. Oh my God, welcome to a very special, very, this is actually is a very special episode of Will You Accept This Rose? Not only am I hotboxing my guests, and I'm not exactly sure what that means. It either means I got high, I'm like smoking pot and blowing it, and now you're high. Or if I was a kid, I'm like Dutch ovening you. I like farted and I put the covers over my hands.
Same, yeah.
Both the same. And I did everything. There's pot, everything's happening. But here's what's happening. We talked about this earlier this year, and we've actually executed. There's two unsung, well, no, we sing them all the time. There's two very well-praised all-stars in the Will You Accept This Rose podcast family. We have, I think, our two Olympic medalists for Tweet of the Week with us in my bougie garage. I'm going to start with the woman across from me. Let me just describe what I'm looking at. She has a beautiful, like, blended purple eye shadow, like looking really on point. Mm-hmm. You can find her. She's going to be working for Mac soon. She can beat a face. She can work it out. You find her. She's got great hair. She's got a really cute derby t-shirt on. I'm a fan. I love her work. Ladies and gentlemen, Trixie Firecracker, Miss Cheyenne Constant, yeah. Tweet of the Week.
What's up?
Miss Cheyenne, yes. How many times have you won Tweet of the Week?
I don't know.
At least four or five times. At least five times.
She's very humble, you know.
And I was saying, before we get to you, there's a man to my right who mm-hmm. I've met before. I met him mm-hmm. in Dallas first, the first time, after a stand-up show. He came to a stand-up show, and then he came up afterwards. He goes, I'm Seth Vett. And I was like, what? And I felt like I was meeting, you know, Tom Cruise. Like, I mean, I really felt like, and we took a picture and I texted on our group text, like Padgett and Aaron, and you guys, and everyone was like, are you fucking kidding me? That's Seth Vett.
Yeah.
Seth has flown in from Texas. Yeah. Gold medalist, Tweet of the Week, woo! Seth Vett, Basebone One. Hello, welcome.
Thank you. I'm happy.
Now, Cheyenne, yeah, up top. Mm. Now, Cheyenne didn't come in. You've been on from the beginning.
Yes.
Now, you might have to talk closer. Yeah, we've got a loud mouth.
I'll do the Arden.
Great. Do the Arden. Get in there. You've been on from the beginning. You've been on since season one, tweeting proud, just getting at it. She didn't come in until JoJo's season. Did you feel threatened when there was a new tweeter attack where you're like, okay, I have lockdown on Tweet of the Week?
No,
or was it? Did it raise your game like playing a good tennis player?
I'm happy that more people are tweeting now.
Are you?
More and more people. Because
I get to read them just like everyone else.
We were just saying there's a few. And for all of you out there, this is just off the top of my head. We have 3D Dorito.
Mm-hmm. One of my favorites.
We have Ben Shapiro, and not better than Ben Shapiro.
Yes.
We have Ryan Paulson.
Mm-hmm.
We have, who else is there? There's one, two, three.
Jashel does well.
That's 3D Dorito.
That's 3D. I feel like there's a one, two, three. There's like somebody like Alexis Madsen.
Alexis Madsen.
And then once in a while, he'll have like a wild card that is just like a real treat. But so you weren't threatened.
I love new blood coming in.
Yeah.
it makes my job easier, actually.
Do you follow each other? Do you guys follow each other? Or do you just stalk her on Monday?
After it's all said and done.
Yeah.
Like after I go through the 2-hour process of fast forwarding and getting through all the commercials
and stuff.
After I'm done with my 10 or 12 or whatever, then I go back and just enjoy the fruits.
Oh, that's good. So you make sure you write yours first so you can be honest. Like, I didn't see it when I wrote it. If there's any similarities, I didn't.
I'm zoned in, and to be honest, halfway through, I kind of zone out.
Yeah, true story. It's so true. Yeah.
Yeah.
It takes me like 7 hours to watch the episodes because I handwrite them all out as like a lunatic. Yeah. We also have it with us. Katie and Anna. Anna had an ordeal with her dog this morning, but you had to shave his derriere.
He's very fuzzy, so sometimes when he poops, it gets all over his butt.
Sorry, guys, it's rated NC-17 for some scatological. Okay, so you are a trombone player.
I am. You thought I was a 50-year-old trombone player.
You know what? I'm 82 years old, and so in my mind, everybody's a contemporary.
Well, we can hotbox together.
Yeah, exactly. Aww. That's how you do it. So you are a trombone player, and aren't you also a professor?
I am. I teach trombone at Richland College, which is in Dallas.
Great. I love Dallas.
Dallas is great.
That's where I filmed that horror movie that I did.
Yeah.
Satanic Panic.
And I teach I have students as young as 5th grade, 6th grade, all the way through college.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Awesome.
And when did you start watching the Batman? I mean, I don't mean to be stereotypical, but I was like, well, this man loves the Bachelor franchise. I'm fascinated. He's a trombone. Like, what was your first season that really hooked you on the Bachelor?
Well, like probably most men, I kind of got roped into it because I was interested in a girl.
Sure.
And she was watching it. Let's see. I remember Juan Pablo's season.
Great. I didn't see that, but I heard it was a good season because he sucked, right?
And the season right before that, which was, I'm forgetting, maybe Dorfman.
Okay. Wasn't she?
Was it?
Everybody loved her.
Oh, wait, no. Andy was on Juan Pablo's.
So she was at.
Was it Desiree?
Desiree was Lori's favorite.
They called Juan Pablo, I thought, from Andy's season. I could be wrong about that because
Bachelor historian. You get it. Yeah, he was distinct. And when did you start watching The Bachelor?
I started when it was Aaron Berge's season, which was like the second season.
Okay.
And then I stayed until Bob's season. And then I took a long break until JoJo's season.
I did three seasons early. I did Meredith. I did the whatever Andrew Firestone, and then Jen Sheff when she refused to pick.
Yeah,
and I've said this 15,000. I was so angry at her for taking all my hours and not just picking somebody.
I think my mom had that same reaction.
It was like, it's a game. Just let me know if I won the game or not. I was like, did Brian win or did Billy win? Like, just let me know if I won the game.
Because I was like, I'm not into it. And she's like, well, I'm going to watch it. And she's like, this is bullshit.
Yeah, that's right. It was bullshit. Your mom's right. Your mom's a wise woman. So we were chatting a little bit earlier, but for our listeners at home, you're very funny. What do you do for a living?
I work with kids.
Great.
Yes.
And you were saying that there's other things you might want to do.
Well, I want to go into makeup or something creative, but I need to be around adults.
I have to say, I think both of you are very funny. You could try stand-up. I think you're a good joke writer. But it might not be appealing to you.
I'm going to get over stage fright.
That'll do it. That's fair. Okay, that's fine. But I was saying earlier, I do think there's so many great gals come out of, and guys, but Mac and NARS, I think they have very good makeup, like, schools and stuff, like the people who work there. Okay, let's get down to it. Let's get real. Let's get real. What do you want to talk about first, Hannah's season or Paradise?
Paradise is probably in the media.
Let's talk about Paradise. How are you? I'm just going to say personally, I think it's a fantastic season. I'm really enjoying it. Where do you lie in this?
I was so happy for it to start.
Yeah.
And then halfway through the first episode, it got really heavy, really fast, with everybody bringing out their extra baggage to the island or to wherever they're. And so I kept waiting for – I want the drama from – Inside Paradise to take over, you know, the Corinne business.
Right. Yeah.
But I'm fine with it. I mean, I wish Jordan had stuck around more.
I love Jordan.
That
I love Jordan.
That was unfortunate.
I know.
And they have the rules that only Luke P. gets to break.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Did Luke P. – you're right, because he threw Nick on the ground.
He
got the same move, and they had it on film. You're absolutely right.
Suplex.
Yep.
Well, they were playing rugby, so he, you know.
But
it wasn't, but I'm just saying.
Yeah.
They had that excuse, I think.
Well, they were beating a pinata.
His name was also Luke.
Oh, my God.
He's the Nick lookalike.
Oh, my God. He is the Nick lookalike.
Well, they're all Nick lookalikes.
I know. Yeah, it is a weird thing, because I think the first season of Paradise I saw was season 2, which is the one where Carly's heart got broken. I believe it was the Jade and Tanner season.
Oh, yes.
And it was, I think, before... I mean, even like 3 or 4 years ago, I feel like Instagram wasn't quite as powerful as it is now. Like, I don't know if, like, I think now it's if you only need to make it to like the top 10 and you can live for like 2 years without a real job.
Yes.
Like, and then if you're the top ones, you can live for many years. But like it seems like a viable thing. And like, and I think they all now know that they have more currency if they hook up with each other. And you're right, it is, it felt like in the past it was like, oh, nice to meet you, Cheyenne, not like, well, we dry humped in you know, Louisiana. Yeah, we've already slept together in Louisiana, but like now we're seeing each other again.
Yeah.
Did you see that apparently for this upcoming season of Bachelor, they're saying that they're going to go back to their roots and they're going to choose more like real women and not just Instagram models. And it was like in people. And they even said they used Kaylin as an example.
Oh, of what they're not going to do?
Yeah, so we're going to have less people like Kaylin Miller.
Oh, that's harsh.
They should bring all the women from Australia over.
Oh, my God. Are you watching it?
Oh, of course.
Can we talk about it? Who's your favorite woman from Australia?
I'm a season ahead of you.
Oh, my God. Okay. Oh, my God. How good. Are you watching Australia?
No.
Okay.
Honey Badger? Or are you talking?
I didn't see Honey Badger.
Okay.
So I
watched a few episodes.
I watched a few episodes, but so, or I will talk Paradise. I love Terror, even though she like punched her sweet Sammy allegedly. I love Flo. I don't even mind Alex Nation. Sometimes I don't like her, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I loved the one that was in love with Alex Nation, the late Brooke.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, who do you like?
I was all on board the Alley train for a while there.
Oh, my. The one who dry humped with, who got eaten out in the stairwell by Grant's roommate.
That's a thing now, stairwelling.
Isn't that?
Wow.
Okay, so Grant, the firefighter.
Who was with Lace.
Oh.
Yeah, remember him? So they got the Grace tattoo. So he went on Bachelor in Paradise Australia last summer, and all the women were like, oh, my God. Who's like? Everybody wanted Grant.
They go crazy over the Americans.
They liked him. They did not like Jared and Ashley. They did not like They kept calling him short. They didn't like him, but they loved Daniel the Canadian, and they loved Grant. But they did not like Jared. I'm like, Jared's the clear winner of these three. But they love Grant.
Well, I owes them a thank you.
I know.
Yeah.
I think she does, because I think Jared, I've discussed this on air, I think he wasn't used to being not, like,
the
pursued.
Center.
Yeah. And then he came back and immediately proposed.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Also, Ashley, I had lost her virginity with
that's right, the Canadian. Seventh Kevin.
So
seventh
she was
Kevin.
Like, thanks for that one.
Yeah.
I'll swoop in.
Oh, yeah, so we also have to thank Canada.
Yeah. Thank you, Canada.
All the countries.
Praise Canada.
Canada gets all the good stuff.
Yeah.
But so this, like, very sort of Barbie lady got Allie, who is like lip injections, but like, but she's like a sexy Barbie lady. Mm-hmm. She got engaged to Grant, but she had a whole thing was like, I'll only kiss one guy in paradise. I'm only, and everybody wanted her. Mm-hmm. And she was like very demure and was like, I'm only going to kiss one person. Mm-hmm. So she yeah. got engaged to Grant. And then she lived in Australia. He lived in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. She came to visit him. And he told people, like a DJ, that when she was visiting him, they went out drinking or something in Hollywood. And then he came back and he found like his friend allegedly going down on her in his stairwell.
Wow.
And that's how they broke up. Oh, isn't that disgusting? Yeah. For a woman who wouldn't kiss, it's like you go right from that to like a stairwell.
I believe, yeah. And then she came out and was like, we were in a bad place. We shouldn't have been drinking as
all,
much
all
as we have been.
And everything
yeah, oh my God. And then he released the text of her begging to take him back.
He blanked
and
her. He blanked like, her with the nah. text.
Well, I'm going to play devil's advocate and say that the guy didn't kiss her on the mouth. So.
Yeah. yeah. That's true.
But you yeah. ain't cheating.
That,
yeah. yeah.
That is correct.
Also, what friend do you have who doesn't know who your fiancé is?
Yeah, yeah you're, okay, you're like, who's your friend?
That's yeah. Like, he yeah. sees a hot girl in your hallway and starts going down on
her. On a stairwell. That's yeah. not comfortable.
No,
not
there's at all. So much weird.
It's so gross.
We're missing
it's
a lot of details
so
here.
Like, and the fact that he told, like, it's so vulnerable. Can't you just say she cheated? Like,
yeah.
That's so tacky to let go into detail. Out. It's so degrading. I mean, it's also probably horrible for me to repeat right here, but like that was how like have some class and just have any elegance, bro. Mm-hmm. But like, no, that's not what happened. So who do we think are going to get engaged?
On Paradise?
Yeah. Mm. All right. Here's who we have right now.
Katie. I think yeah. Katie and Chris. And the Bukowski.
Why were they crying? Why in the preview are they crying? Is he going to?
I never know. They red herring.
Yeah.
Okay.
They
okay.
could be crying over John Paul Jones throwing up somewhere
yeah.
or something.
Okay. Just... Okay. So we have Katie. Do you think, who else is there? Who else
Demi
is there?
And Christian. Hannah.
Oh, yeah. Demi and Christian.
And Dylan.
Hannah and Dylan. I think they'll get engaged. I think they might get married.
Hannah will propose to Dylan. Yeah. Dylan just be eating a salad.
And he'll
like
be so excited.
Yeah.
He'll be like, oh my God, I got her.
He captured
he'll
his toy.
He'll do the Jimmy Fallon, the smile kind of thing.
Yes.
He's totally Jimmy Fallon. Mm-hmm.
He can't believe he got her.
Yeah.
He cannot, like, he can't handle, like, he captured her.
He's just ready to... Like go with her on her modeling career.
Yeah.
He's ready.
And where they're joggers and they're
cut off.
We get to jog.
They're cut offs or whatever.
They're cut off sweatshirts and they're joggers.
Taking walks.
I mean, yeah. That sounds.
We don't do those things.
I want to lie around and cut off clothes and joggers and have that be my job. Like that. No, I don't. That feels like creepy.
Just Instagram yourself all day.
Okay, wait. So then who else do we have? We have Christian and Demi.
I could see that.
Yeah.
And it'd be like
very
a
fleeting.
Big...
Yeah.
They'd use this like, look, we got love is love.
Do you think they'll actually get married?
Nah.
I think Demi will propose to an orca out in the ocean or something. I think week to week she's still kind of...
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's possible.
I thought that Derek handled... I mean, okay, how about the Demi, Derek, John Paul Jones? Do you think there's any truth to Derek being a creep?
Well, on my Twitter, there are the two halves, but
yeah.
Most of the Derek is a jerk stuff started because I guess a bunch of them wanted Mike to be Bachelor, so
right.
it was like that at that point, so I was like, okay, this is a smear campaign.
I know.
Like,
some people yeah. I felt like there was like, we've had people email us who were like, remember when Derek, he was like, he's a snob because he says, I have a job. It's like, well, it's actually, it's good to have a job. It's okay to be proud that you have a job. Like, jobs are okay.
Yeah.
And that they were saying that he like overtalked some people, but he's to me, I feel like if you're that tired and you're in the sun and you're drinking for that many weeks with that many cameras on you,
and you have like a crazy surfer bro yelling at you all the time,
it felt like he maintained some humanity.
Yeah.
Who you thought was your friend, and just like a switch flipped. And
I feel like a part of me, if John Paul Jones was acting like that towards me, I would snap and like punch him in the nuts.
Me too.
I would just lose my mind.
Yeah,
at
me
some
too.
Point.
I wouldn't have handled it as well as he did.
Just be like, get out of my face! I don't care. I will be sent home.
I would pay money. I would pay $117 to watch you get kicked off the show because you punched him in the nuts.
Just so. irritated
okay,
by that.
Okay, so we have to get you on the show. Time travel backwards.
Just get so
have a
deeply
few
sun-damaged
we'll
Tana.
We'll zip line you in.
Yeah.
Zip line you in, and then
yeah, you can get
Jorge. Jorge,
I also just feel like
in.
They're all so tall, so I'd be like the perfect like. Ah!
Oh my god,
crazy!
I would love it if you karate chopped him in the nuts.
I would be so frustrated by that point.
Okay, wait. So then there's. I feel like there's like two more couples. How are we feeling about Tayshia? I was all Tayshia, and now I'm on the fence about Tayshia.
Yeah,
I'm on the fence too.
I feel like she would be like. I feel like she's Queen Bee, and mm-hmm. I feel like I would be a little afraid of her because she. I feel like she knows she's in control.
Yeah. Well, I made a tweet about her going through it because she did go through it. And so she tweeted me. And so my first instinct was to be like.
She tweeted you?
Yeah. She responded. I saw
that. Wait. What did you say? What did she say?
Because I said, she's been through it. She's wearing a scrunchie at the bar.
Yeah.
And so she sent a tweet that was that meme, Anna, oop. And so my first instinct was, oh, I'm sorry. And she's like, no, it's okay. It's funny. It's like.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I like that she saw it, though. She was wearing a scrunchie at the bar.
Yeah, and I didn't. It was like, oh, yeah, I forget. If you're verified, you see anything that has your name. It's like, crap.
No. I think you – I'm verified. I don't see – I don't know. As you see. Does that mean she was searching herself?
I think she was searching herself.
She was
because
she was searching
your tweet,
herself.
I think you didn't – you just – I don't know. I feel like she either Google – like she wrote her name, like Tayshia, because you didn't say her full name. You just wrote Tayshia.
I think she might have been trending.
She has been trending every episode because she's been doing so much stupid shit.
That's why. Yeah. So she saw. But what, she like responding to everybody?
But that
your tweet was like.
To me, that means that your tweet actually had some traction.
Yeah.
And that people were people were doing stuff with your tweet.
Yeah. Was like,
will you accept this roses? We're responding to you.
Yeah,
and
people
she was
like you.
Like. Oh, it's just a Sex and the City reference.
I know. That's weird when we meet the contestants in person after you know everything. Like, it's recorded what we say. You know what I mean? It's like if they all listen back, it's like, oh, yeah, about that. I'm so sorry. But
I know you then.
I sort of feel like we're less, like, I feel like we're slightly pursuing people less. In a weird way, almost because of that. It almost feels, it's almost easier to not know them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We can blame it on the editors. I feel like the editors gave you a really bad
Yeah.
They just fucked you up, didn't they?
Yeah.
Okay, who would your top crush in the Bachelor franchise, top three crushes Bachelor franchise?
Well, we have Tyler.
I mean.
To the point where I'm afraid to go to his Instagram.
It's too much.
I don't want to get hurt. And then,
yeah.
And then there's Peter, who is
Peter Pilot.
Peter Krause.
Peter Pilot,
oh, my God. Peter Krause, salt and pepper, gap tooth. I'm not going to give you a ring. You can't make me give you a ring.
Is that Rachel's Peter?
Yeah. I'm living my best life, Peter. Look at me. I just got married, Peter.
Peter wouldn't eat her.
Yeah.
But it's like, he's so boring. It's like workout spunk on. It's like, I came for the dog. Where's the dog?
Oh, my God. He was... so cute. And decent. And decent. Okay. Number three.
Oh, trash bag. Derek. Or not Derek. Dean.
Oh, man. I love the trash bag. Yeah. Did you put that picture on our Facebook page?
Which one?
The tweet of the week? That one?
Oh, no. I forgot. I got to put it up. Yeah. I got a tweet. Oh, yeah. Thanks for reminding
me. It's so... I've laughed about that to myself in public, like in the grocery store. Have you seen it?
I think I did.
We have to show you. It's so fucking funny. Okay, so it goes. Yours goes Tyler, Peter, Dean. Who are your top three ladies in the franchise? Oh, I think you have good picks.
Thank you.
I used to be on Team Christina for a long time.
I know. Oh. So was Heitner.
Because she has a Kentucky connection that I share because I lived in Lexington. I went to school there. And as soon as I found out she was from Lexington, I was like, if she likes UK basketball, I'm all in.
Yeah.
That's
all
that matters
at this point. You should go propose.
But then she went all LA, I guess.
Yeah. And she got sponsored. She got Instagram followers.
She went dark on this whole season.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Just, I don't know, the Russian rubles came rolling in.
Yep.
And now it's, so I don't trust her. I was also on Tayshia's, I was a big fan of her.
But she's stunning.
Did anybody even believe that she was in love with Colton?
No.
Ever since that, I don't trust her.
Yeah.
But as far as a knockout goes,
yeah, she's like honestly, she might have the nicest complexion of any human on earth.
And the leopard print
No, her bikini.
Barely
without,
holding up.
Yeah, without being a creep, I'm like, because you could tell, I mean, again, look, like all shapes and sizes, whatever makes the world go around. But as far as like what appears to be natural God-given gifts, like mm-hmm. just genetic lottery, mm-hmm. it's like, she's spectacular. Like yeah. it is just as a female, you're like, wow, that is Mother Nature at its best.
It's a 1-2 punch.
It is really like, and I don't think, I didn't know that during his season until until I saw like the credits of Paradise. I was like, whoa. Yeah. And then also
she's
realizing,
running in slow motion.
And that there it appears to be like just from genes. It's wow. Between that and the complexion and the eyes, you're like, well, yeah. I feel like she's even just sort of glowed up like between Colton season. Like I feel like she's a little looser, like it's a little more like it doesn't feel so set and polished. She's sexier.
She's not like the other girls who have like clearly had a shit ton of Botox.
No, yeah. She feels like more natural and more beautiful. Like I feel like she's just like a little more undone in a way that's like, wow, it's working for her.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and number
three. Let's pick Caitlin.
I loved Caitlin.
The girl I want to have fun with.
She was so cute. Yeah. I thought she was a great bachelorette.
Yeah, I could believe that she lived next door kind of thing.
In that season, and that's how I got hooked in again, when somebody said to me, you have to watch it because they're doing the meanest thing ever, which is the first night with the Survivor thing of the guys the guys picking. I mean, that was a good twist that they never did again. They should have done that with a man.
Yeah, they
should have.
That's like, another one that I wasn't watching, but I remember seeing on Twitter. And I want to say it was Sarah Colonna. I was like, what the hell?
I mean, yeah, it was really me. Anna, you look lost. You remember the...
What
was her name? Like...
Britt.
Yeah.
And then there was that guy, and again, not to be un-PC, but he seemed kind of gay, but he was like, no, I'm going to leave because I want to be with Britt. I was like, no, you are a singer-songwriter like Jedi, and you want airtime. You know if you follow her and you have a fake relationship in like a Hyatt during the filming of this, like, and then she's like, turns out we're better off as friends. It's like, yeah. Like, my man just had like 3 country songs he wanted to release. Like, he's clearly not your guy. Am I?
Yeah. I forgot that happened. Also, I remember listening to an interview where they never did it again because Chris Harrison didn't like that.
Oh,
really?
Mm. I mean, it was really mean, but
it's rough.
But it was. But it's
the shock value.
But in some ways, it does sort of weed out like who's. Because when you look at the ads of, like, do you want to date our next Bachelor or Bachelorette, you don't know who it's going to be. Mm-hmm. So you're kind of just randomly applying, hoping, like, say you like Tyler.
Yeah.
You're praying it's Tyler, but you get Derek or whatever.
That's why I like Australia.
Oh, my God.
Where they flush them all down the toilet and they start anew.
Yeah.
And
how they used to do here.
Yeah. It's the new season of Bachelor Australia.
Tell me.
Which
is amazing. Okay, great. Is it amazing?
It's another Matt person. His name is Matt, but he's the astrophysicist.
So they just found a random guy.
Yeah, they just found random dudes. Like, Matty J was like, you know, like random to us, but yet new people coming in.
Like what they used to do here. They used to find here.
That's what they're saying they want to do for this season, for the girls at least. Like, but they wanted to bring in new girls.
Well, they'd always bring in new people, but they would bring in new Bachelor and Bachelorette.
Yeah, selecting the Bachelor.
Yeah, they used to do that. Where they were like, we found a rich, like he's a millionaire. And he's a, like
they would do that here. They had like Andrew Firestone.
Yeah, they would go find.
Like, we were talking about Bob Guinea.
Yeah.
But Bob was a contestant, and he was the funny one. Yeah, he was the funny one.
I
don't remember.
I don't understand what they mean, that they're going to pick regular girls, because every girl's on Instagram.
I guess she's not, like, I feel like Kaylin and them, and Hannah G, they had a lot of followers before.
They were too pageant-y. It was pageant-y.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is.
Because it was cold, somehow it got much younger. Everybody's
Colton
like,
you're not ready to get married.
And
like,
it was all, it was too many, we'd never been so deep in the pageant world, where it was everybody had known each other from pageants, which is a very polished, specific thing.
You're raised to do this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now it's Stagecoach. That's what
Dude, who knew? Who knew Stagecoach was like it was
Bone Zone.
It was the full Bone Zone.
Well, Bone Zone for Blake.
I mean, it's weird that it's like isn't the weekend after Coachella? You think they'd rather hump at Coachella?
Well, they all go to Coachella and Stagecoach. I think they all just get invited out by like Revolve or whatever clothing line that they're hawking on Instagram.
The Boom Boom Palapa that they ordered finally came in. Yeah. Came in a week late.
The Boom Boom Palapa.
Yeah, just set it up backstage.
Yeah,
I mean, maybe they get treated better at Stagecoach than at like. I feel like at Coachella, it's like we like whatever Beyonce's here. We don't give a shit about her. Yeah. But like at Stagecoach, they're you're A-list. Like, oh,
they're suddenly A-list. They're A-list.
I think maybe it's that they're treated better and they have better access
because it's Tennille Arts on stage.
It's Tennille. Tennille Arts. Who is your favorite guest that we have on? Who do you like? Who have you enjoyed listening to?
My favorite is Rob because I know when Rob reads my tweets, I always have a shot.
Yes,
that's my favorite. So whenever the little notice pops up in my podcast feed that there's a new episode and I see him there,
yeah.
I know.
Yeah, it might be coming. That's so good.
I have to say Padgett because, like, as a fangirl, I have this movie that she's in with Balthazar Getty. I was like, oh my gosh, it's her.
Yes.
What movie was that?
What was it called?
Balthazar Getty. I have not thought about him.
Remember
in so
when
long.
He cheated on his wife with Sienna Miller, and she was like,
oh,
he had
really?
Like seven. Am I making this up?
No, that was didn't.
Was
Jude
that?
Law?
No. But then there was a Getty. Maybe not Balthazar. Maybe, Katie, will you look this up? There was a Getty.
I think it was Balthazar.
So there was a Getty, and, like, he had, like, seven kids, and he, like, by the way, he's still with his wife. Like, he went back to his wife. But, like, he's a Getty, so he's got, like, Getty oil money. Yeah. And she,
like Estelle Getty.
Like, he's got Estelle Getty. Was it Balthazar?
Yeah, it was Sienna Miller.
So Sienna Miller, I remember they, like, rubbed it in his wife's face, and she was, like, topless in like a bikini bottom and a captain's hat, just like stretching on a balcony of like a hotel in like the south of France. And I remember just like after she did shit like that with like Jude Law, I'm like, bitch, like, but that's whenever I think of Balthazar Getty, I picture Sienna Miller topless in a captain's hat. Don't do that for our listeners at home. It's not classy. Anna, you look shook up.
I have to Google image. I don't know. That's wild. Anyone, people out here, man. Topless on a southern
and they're still like now 15 years later he and his wife like how do you rebound from
well
that?
I mean I would not divorce a Getty.
But I'm sure in California if you've been together long enough you've got
if you have a prenup though it depends what that prenup says.
True.
You know that prenup
and you know that original Getty was a crazy person.
Oh,
so
you're
he was
right.
Probably prenupping so hard.
Yeah,
for
she could have like married up like the guy that Kristen Stewart cheated with, his wife married Jimmy Iovine.
Oh, yeah. Who did she?
She married Jimmy Iovine. It's like, to go up, girlfriend.
That is a fascinating thing, watching, like, the Kristen Stewart trajectory. I'm like, after, like, that poor girl, like, that, like, she got put through the ringer. Made some young choices and is now like, fuck you. Like, guess what? I'm going to date really hot girls.
Wait, it was Jimmy Iovine that she hooked up with?
No, she dated the guy that directed her Snow White movie. She got caught. She was still dating Robert Pattinson.
Right. Yeah.
And then she got caught making out in a mini, like, in, like, near Griffith Park, like, in a parking lot near the woods, but, like, closed, but they were kissing in, like, a mini.
Oh.
But he had a wife and kids, and his wife married. Divorced him and married
Jimmy Iovine.
Good for her.
That's the money.
And she was a foxy lady.
Yeah.
But he
I
was
think
making
both in the same movie.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. It's a full circle, guys. It's our Oprah full circle moment, Seth. That
Hollywood is wild.
We need a theme, like, you know.
It's our full circle moment.
La da da.
How did you guys hear Beverly D'Angelo?
Oh,
yes.
Beverly.
I mean, can you even?
I would. She's relatively new.
Yeah. Oh, she's brand new.
As a young man who grew up in the 80s.
Yeah.
There's not a hetero man among us who didn't want
Mrs.
be Grunwald. Chevy. That was the only time in my life I ever wanted to be Chevy Chase.
Not even in Foul Play with Goldie Hawn?
No. Sorry, Goldie. I mean, great too, but.
And you know what? I got to say, in person, she's still got it.
Oh.
She's still got it. And she's like. I wish I had a little of her vocal quality. I have the opposite sounding voice.
You
and
want
like
it down here, more
I
sultry.
Wish like yeah, just hearing her talk. She's so
ears
funny.
Ears are sparky.
Yeah, she texts me. She's now all in on The Bachelor. She's like, "Did you know She goes, what did she text me? She texted me what she wanted to set up a law firm at Wells's Bar. Let me tell you what she texted me. Because she's never seen it before. This is her first time. She's all in. And she goes, she found out that they basically signed their rights away. It's like, yeah, I know. Like, we all know that. Yeah, duh. Okay, wait. What did she text me? I'm going to text you what she wanted to set up. It made me laugh. Okay, wait. Beverly D'Angelo. Read this out loud. So she's like, she goes, oh my God, blah, blah, blah. I want to be the paradise lawyer. Lawyer in paradise. I can hang with Wells. But then read this. This is her offices.
Offices at Wells Bar. Buy 4 drinks and get complimentary legal consultation. Field of expertise, sex.
Yes. That's genius.
I like that kid texted me at like midnight.
Could you imagine if Beverly D'Angelo was the bartender?
Yeah.
Awesome. Oh, yeah. Bring Beverly and Yuki.
Yuki, how quickly they were like, bye, Yuki. Kick to the paradise curb. Yeah,
your services have no longer required.
Have you ever been on any podcast? It's your first podcast.
First podcast.
Okay. So, like, as a viewer of the, is there anything that's like been on your mind about this, about any version of the show that you want to talk about? Is there anything that's like, I'd really like to discuss this about The Bachelor, The Mansion, Chris Harrison? Is there something that you would like to talk about?
Well, usually when I get bored with it,
yeah,
my mind starts to ADD kind of wander,
yeah,
and I start narrating the proceedings as like David Attenborough in my head or something.
Yes.
The landscape of The Bachelor is filled with life. This fountain, stalagmite structure, may be man-made, but it's mostly human excrement.
So then I go, okay, now I'm back in, and I start tweeting again.
Oh, my God, that's so good.
That's my thing.
My thing that I wanted this year, it was around that time that they were like, Keanu Reeves is lonely, and I was like, be the perfect bachelor, like age-appropriate, yeah, older bachelor.
Oh, my, yes, God. Is he lonely? Is Keanu alone?
Well, I don't, yeah, know. I saw that article.
I think now he has a girlfriend or there's somebody he that he hangs something out with. But it's like, oh my gosh, a 54-year-old hot bachelor and hot older ladies.
Can you imagine?
I could see them still choosing like 22-year-olds and, yeah, it would be very, yeah, upsetting. Like,
and he would pick one,
no,
too. That's
I know somebody that knows his girlfriend. Apparently, she's age-appropriate.
Yeah.
I think she's like an adult lady. I could see him not.
Remember all the photos of him that came out where he doesn't touch anyone?
Yes. I saw him at the AMC Burbank 16 once, and he was very normal, and he was cool.
Katie, who are your top three guys ever in your... Wait, was he just like at the movie theater?
Yeah, he was just there. Like,
he's so
normal. I
think
he was literally by himself.
I love him.
I did meet him once. He did Nerdist back in the day, and he was very nice.
I had a friend who worked at a bookstore, and he would call in and be like, this is Keanu. I'm here to pick up my books. Then he'd come in, and he would only pick up Sudoku books.
No!
Yeah.
I love that for him. I love that for him. I wonder if he's like dyslexic.
Chick magnet.
Yes!
Clearly not, because he's like, I'm lonely.
He's fascinating.
Yeah.
He just doesn't. I love this, like, new Keanu.
It's like a Keanu
resurgent.
The Keanu Reeves
song. The Keanu songs.
He was so funny in Ally and Randall's
movie. I heard that he was really good.
What was that called?
Always Be My Baby.
Rewatched that, yeah, just that clip, because it kills
I haven't seen
me.
It. I have to watch it because I love him.
He plays himself, but like a heightened version, and it's amazing.
And Ally's great, and Randall's great.
He is my dream to be the lead guy in the movie that Putin's going to fund.
Yeah.
He would be my dream Gary.
I'm sure you could easily reach out to him and be like, okay, I'm free.
Yeah, we could shoot him
John
out.
John Wick 5 is not filming for a while.
Yeah, we could shoot him out in like 4 days. Yeah. We could just fucking bang it out.
I'll ride my motorcycle to set and we'll do it.
I love
you
it
don't
so
even
much.
Have to pay me. I'll just be there.
Matrix Unloaded is on hiatus.
Yeah.
I love him so much. He seems sweet.
Yeah. Yeah. He seems like a genuinely good person.
He seems like the kind of guy that you'd read like, he just funded a school. He just gave, like, he took his entire paycheck and funded a school.
He's like in that Tom Hanks kind of category of just like, please don't let anything happen to Tom.
Yes.
Don't, you know, this Harvey Weinstein stuff.
Have you ever gone to Tom Hanks' Instagram?
Does he have one?
Yes, and he just posts photos of, if there's a shoe, one shoe in, a gutter, he'll be like, yes. Someone lost their shoe.
Or glove.
Yes. Wow. That's his whole bit. He'll be like, hey, if anyone lost their glove, it's in this gutter.
God. And Hanks.
Tom Hanks.
Yeah,
he signs in Hanks.
Older actors.
With an X.
Michael Keaton Instagrams photos of stories in the actual newspaper. It just takes a photo of the New York Times.
Oh, my God.
It's a great article.
Old people figuring out Instagram.
It's my favorite thing, though.
I love that. I love that for both of them.
Yeah.
And I love that some publicist or assistant was like, Tom, you got to get on Instagram. Okay, well, then I'm going to do it my... Yeah. Just try and stop me. There's a glitter. There's a glove. All right, this is my lane of the highway. So
Michael Keaton gets a cut of the New York Times subscription, 20% off.
It's really funny.
Those are cute.
I'm just like, yeah, that's a great article. I guess you can't really figure out another way to share it, but it's fine.
Are you on Instagram?
Yes, I am.
Is it the same Trixie Firecracker?
No, it's Trytrix 1984.
Where does Trixie Firecracker come from?
In high school, I used to give myself nicknames, and so my mom was like, no, that's not how it works. So then when I got to...
JJ gave herself a nickname. You could do it.
I got to...
So did the goose.
I got to Valley College, where I was a cheerleader, and so I was obsessed with the Spice Girls music video, and I was like,
yeah.
And there was one where Ginger Spice was Trixie Firecracker, and I was like, that's so cool, Trixie Firecracker.
Heck, so yeah, it is.
We got our sweatshirts with our nicknames on the back, and mine had Trixie Firecracker.
I love that for you. Now, I know you, trombone, bone. Where does bass bone come from?
Well, bass bone is bass trombone. I play bass trombone. And
are you in a band?
A little bit, yeah. I've played in jazz bands. I've played in orchestras. I played with Phoenix Symphony when I lived in Phoenix.
That's awesome.
That is cool.
Do you have kids?
Oh, no.
There you go.
His kids are
I'm
the
living
trombones.
My best L.A. life.
Yeah, you are. You're doing it.
Don't need to worry about that. Yeah. But, yeah, I all old school big band stuff. That's
so awesome.
That.
That's like Benny Goodman type.
The Glenn Miller Band.
That's awesome.
I've played with the Jimmy Dorsey Band.
That's amazing. Yeah. That's huge.
Yeah.
I have a present for you I just thought of. We have one final pair of John Paul Jones flip-flops.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, put them on. Put them on. Oh, they're so good. Open them up.
Blow your nose on them.
Open them up.
Feel free to vomit on them.
Yeah, exactly.
They're pre-vomit.
How are you feeling?
They come pre-vomit.
How are you feeling about John Paul Jones?
I love when... Every once in a while, one of my tweets becomes like,
oh yeah, they're so comfortable.
It's like prescient. Like I tweeted out three pictures of Heath Ledger.
Yes,
like back in July.
Like you knew it.
And the last one was John Paul Jones in Paradise, and it was the Joker.
Oh my God! Did you see what Anna, the flyer that Anna made last week?
I painted his face to look like the Joker.
Yeah.
You did a really good job. How nice are those flip-flops?
Those are nice.
It's one of our fans, so she's got this store online, which is, what is it called?
I'll look it up.
It's really good. She sent that pillow over there. She sent the Hannah Beast pillow.
Oh, that's awesome.
Isn't that awesome? And I believe she sent the Pensive Gentleman mug over there.
Yes.
Yeah.
The Osher. You have an Osher mug. That's
I have an
great.
Osher mug. It's an Osher off his meds. Isn't that good?
Sandy Christensen's Say It on Swag.
Say It on Swag. They've got a lot of good stuff out there. Now, I love a game, and I asked you guys to come. We're going to play a game.
Yes.
Did you guys bring your questions?
Yes.
All right. What we need is does anybody have a pen? Okay, great. So here, this is what I was going to, I figure, will you keep score for us, Katie?
Oh, do you still need a pen then?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Here's how we're going to do it. So we'll ask the question and then you have to say your name to like buzz in. So I know your name is longer than mine, but so you can just call yourself Shy.
Okay.
So So, like, whoever does it first, and then whoever the question asker is calls on them. So you maybe you get, every time you get a point right, you get 1 point, and every time you get it wrong, you get it deducted.
Ooh.
How does that sound? Does that feel good?
Cutthroat.
Right? I don't know.
So this is like Celebrity Jeopardy. We have negative 64,000
Is it bad to have?
Can I answer as Sean Connery or something?
is it bad to get negatives, or does it keep it interesting?
No. Interesting. We're big people here. We can handle negatives.
All right. Who wants to? So I'm going to just do a test run right now that is not real, okay? So I would ask the question, and then you guys, we're just doing a practice run.
Okay.
Okay. Who used to be the bartender on Paradise but now runs tours?
Shy.
Shy?
Jorge.
There we go. Okay, all right, we did it. Okay, all right. Are you guys ready to go? Who wants to start with their questions?
Was it questions or I thought it was quotes?
Whatever.
Oh, okay. Like, who said this?
Who said this? Okay. I'll go first. I'll do my questions first. Okay, ready? We should have had our panicking music. You know, our scary music. Okay. Should we play it? It's just, if you find on YouTube, a 60-second timer. 60-second game show timer. It makes it more panic-inducing. Just Google YouTube 60-second game show timer.
Makes it more panic-inducing.
And then you can play it when we ask the questions.
Okay.
Remember we did this with Lance Bass and he almost had a heart attack with that music?
That's how we do. We just like to put people on edge real hard.
To win it thing?
Sure. That sounds good. That sounds terrifying. So this is going to be, I'm going to ask on this one, three choices. And then, great. Here we go. Okay. Ready? Here we go. Number one. Contestants ready. Which bachelor said this? And I'll give you three choices.
I can see through your paper.
I am no longer the bachelor. I am the spatchelor. I guess we should wait for the music. Nick Viall, Ben Higgins, or Ari Lyandike?
Love a dog. I have no idea.
Anna. I'm going to say Ari.
Incorrect. No. Negative one, Anna. Yeah. All right, two on the field. I am no longer the bachelor. I am the spatchelor.
I'll Seth. Ben Higgins.
Yes, it is. That's a Ben Higgins. He said it in the cooking challenge to Olivia.
So. And he probably thought he nailed it.
Yeah.
Actually, doing negative points?
Yes.
Yeah, so yeah, we're doing negative points.
How am I ever going to
just write negative. Just write negative one.
Okay.
Write negative one.
You guys are making my life hard.
You got it. All right, number two. There's going to be three choices.
Oh.
Okay, you can start the timer when I ask some of the questions. What was Tanner's official job listing on Bachelor in Paradise? You can start the music. Ready? Former investment banker, account manager, auto finance manager. Former investment banker.
Katie. Account manager.
Incorrect.
Damn it.
Negative one. So we have former investment banker or auto finance manager.
I'll say Seth. Former investment.
Incorrect. Ladies.
Yes.
Okay. All right. I guess this two is good. Okay. Done. Apparently, former investment banker was somebody else who I'm not going to talk about, but I'll tell you in a second.
Okay.
Okay. Here we go.
Wait. So what was his job? Auto?
His was auto finance manager was
That's
his job.
Not real.
So that means he worked at like a Chevy dealer and he got you a loan.
Predatory
he got
loans.
You the loan.
Yeah.
Okay. You ready, Katie?
You made to get the boxes.
Okay, great. The music makes it more exciting, doesn't it? Okay, ready?
Gravitas.
Here we go. Okay, we can turn on the music for this one. Who had the bromance on Caitlyn's season, including the quote, we've grown too close, especially in the shower?
Katie. JJ and...
You're half right. You got it. You got it.
With a C?
Yes. You got it. Think of country music stars.
Clint.
Yes! JJ and Clint. And JJ was the former investment banker that lived in his parents' basement. And I think he had kids. He was like divorced. He was a former investment banker. He lived in his parents' basement in Denver. And I watched video clips of JJ and Clint falling in love in the hot tub.
Oh, is that the one that they made like on the commercial? Two of the contestants will fall in love.
Yes. Yeah, they said, I never thought I'd fall in love with a man. I was like, I love JJ. And then
they used to pop each other.
They used to what?
Pop each other's pimples.
Yes. Remember? And Clint looks. Clint is kind of like a more chiseled John Paul Jones. Like, it's almost like he got some slight facial surgery and came back as John Paul Jones. All right.
Get
final.
That jaw implanted.
Are you guys enjoying the game?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, great. Number four. Music. Why are Nick Viall and Russian Christina feuding right now?
Right now.
Right now.
Ooh. Anna. Because Nick Viall went on a podcast and said that she was manipulative and that's just how she is.
No.
Oh.
I mean, maybe that too.
That's probably true too.
I'm sure that's true too. Allegedly, when she went on the season of The Bachelor, of his season, she said that she slid into his brother's DMs before she went on the show, and so he never trusted her. Yeah. And she's like, you don't know me.
You don't know me.
Yeah, so but she claims
Wait,
to...
Really?
She says she slid into his brother's DMs first before she went on his season.
Who's his brother?
I don't know.
Well, if Brother Viall had just gotten stagecoach.
Dick Viall. Okay, here, Rick and Dick.
Lipstick Viall.
Okay, here we go. Final one. Music. What was BB Meatball's official job title on the show? Dental hygienist, aspiring dancer, or executive assistant?
Seth. I think it's dental hygienist.
Incorrect.
Oh, they're all dental hygienists.
So then we have aspiring dancer or executive assistant?
Anna.
Aspiring
dancer?
Incorrect. She was an executive assistant.
Really?
Wow. Guys, I really enjoyed doing this. I really enjoyed prepping for it. I enjoyed playing the game. I enjoyed the music. Thank you for humoring me. How are you guys feeling?
Good.
Okay, great.
I'm learning stuff.
I know, right?
Most of this stuff was before my era.
Okay, all right. I'm ready to play. Do you have the music? Cheyenne, you're up.
Okay.
I think you will find I'll do much better in Double Jeopardy.
I can't wait. Here comes the music.
Okay, mine don't have multiple choice.
That's fine.
Okay, so which contestant on Caitlyn's season accused her of being shallow?
Caitlyn's season.
Oh, boy.
He had a very unfortunate hairline.
Oh, God. So there was Cupcake, there was Ben Higgins, there was... I feel like I need multiple choices to remember.
Was it the Falcon?
Oh, was it? Oh, that sounds like
Robbie.
No, that was
Robbie. Was JoJo's.
Oh, unfortunate hairline.
I'm just thinking of hairlines now. That's
unfortunate hairline. Give us a hint. Give us a hint.
His name starts with an I.
Ivan.
I don't remember that far back.
Okay, wait. I must wait. It begins with an I. What other names start with I? Ian.
Yes.
Ian. I don't remember him. Who is he?
He was some guy that was sitting there, and he just called her shallow, and she told him to get out.
Oh!
Like a first night release?
No, it wasn't a first night release. This looked like it was later on, because it looked like kind of where Hannah would go to make out with guys when she straddled them.
Okay, all right, okay, okay, all right, all right. Oh. Ian, it is, number two.
That was a deep cut.
Okay. Who did Chad threaten to find after he went home from
Georgia?
Oh, Anna. Go for it.
Alex?
No.
No?
Oh, it wasn't the little Alex. Oh, oh God.
Katie.
Oh, now I know.
Okay.
Jordan Rogers.
Yes.
Oh!
That's right.
That's God. You know what's so crazy is like how big of a deal that was and that we all could barely remember it.
Yeah.
Well, it was the night that they did the thing where Evan got to him and was like, oh, there's so many that I could choose from this one clip.
Yes. Yeah. That's right. Okay, here we go. Number three.
Okay. Who accused Chelsea of glam shaming?
Oh my God, okay.
Oh, Anna. Shit, what was her name? Oh, it started with an M. Maru?
Marique.
I'll give it to you. Good memory.
I knew, because remember she was like combing her hair and was just like, you're glam shaming.
Oh my God, and I forgot. And I like, oh, what God. Did Chelsea look like? I forgot what Chelsea even looked like.
Chelsea was the blonde single mom.
Yeah.
Yes.
Who like couldn't find anyone on Paradise.
Was she really cute?
Yeah.
She started out as a villain and then Crystal just kind of took over.
I got to look her up.
Crystal did take over the beach.
Yeah.
Okay, good news for you. Rob Benedict is in for this episode.
Oh, good.
Okay.
I won't be able to... I'm not getting home till like Monday at 11 p.m.
But we don't record till Wednesday.
Yeah. I'll have to play catch up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just Googled Chelsea with nothing beyond like Bachelor. Like, okay.
Chelsea.
Okay, wait, let's see. I forgot what she looked like. Oh, right.
From Maine.
That's
right?
Right. That's right. Oh, my God. It's like, how could I?
Oh, wait. She's the one that married that rich guy and then he left her?
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. And she was Miss Maine. Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Here we go. Number four.
Okay. This one should be easy.
Great.
What was Corinne's nanny's name?
Anna. Raquel.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. I honestly think the only one I've gotten was just by accident. I guessed Ian. I feel like I have dementia. Okay, number five.
Okay, let's see. Oh, this is a favorite of mine.
Great.
How long did Peter and Rachel stay in the hot tub?
Oh, when she dry humped him.
Yes.
Were they, is there a specific amount of time?
Katie, 2 hours.
Oh, damn it.
Anna.
Good guess.
3 hours?
3.5.
3.5 hours? They were in the hot tub for 3.5 hours?
I had to go on Reddit for that one because I was like, there has to be a clip, but all the clips that like start, because he wanted to talk and she's like, well, do you want to talk in that hot tub?
Oh my God, I forgot about that.
That. In that hot
that's
tub.
A, that's a stew at that think, point.
I think,
that's
I think they
stew.
I think they humped in that hot tub.
You think his dick didn't go in there?
I think it's crazy that they made everyone sit around while they were doing that for so long.
Yeah,
it like they had a racial divide fight. It was like... Oh, all this stuff is going on.
Yeah, when the crabs start floating in there, it's probably time to stop.
They were. That's right, because there was the racist on that season.
Yeah. Lee.
Lee.
Lee, yeah.
And who did he fight with?
Kenny.
Yeah.
Yes.
Kenny the wrestler.
Hasn't Kenny found love this year? Did Kenny get engaged?
Yeah, he had a girlfriend or something.
Did he get engaged?
Yeah, I think so. He did. I remember hearing
he
that.
He was sweet. He did our podcast in great. Outside Lands, and we loved him.
I'm happy he found somebody because it was like...
I know, I felt like...
Because he kept having to leave because of his daughter.
His
like,
daughter, yeah. I know. Like,
well, his daughter's the next bachelorette.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. We're all really happy for her.
Before we move on to the next person, I want to go over the score, make sure I have it right. Doing negative points, it's a little weird.
I think you're doing great.
Cheyenne, you
terrible.
Have 0. Seth, -1. Anna, -1. Arden, 0. Me, 0.
I said Ian.
But you had -1 before that. So then you went to 0.
I don't think I guessed anything.
See, that's why I want to go over them each time to make sure I'm not good at math.
I didn't actually get it because I knew it. So I'm not going to take that point. I'm at 0. Okay. It was literally just guessing. I can't picture him.
I have dyslexia with numbers, so you chose a terrible person to do this. Negative in the... Oh, my God.
We're all at about 0 with a few negative ones in there, so we're doing great.
Killing it.
Should we remove the negatives?
I kind of think so. Let's
from now on? No, not now. Moving forward.
I could just move everyone to 0 because there's no one has any points.
We're going to start at the negative ones. So we're going to have no more negatives, but we can keep the negative ones.
Okay.
Here we go. Anna, your questions are up.
Mine are all quotes.
That's okay.
So we have to guess who said them?
Yeah, but I'll tell you from what season.
No, don't tell us.
Okay.
How about if we get really stuck, we'll try
save
to guess.
For
okay. All right.
Or do we want to know what season? Do we need to know?
Only if we get stuck.
Okay. I only have people from Caitlin and onward.
Great.
Didn't go too far.
All right, let's see if we can get it. So no more negatives, but we are starting at negatives.
Okay, now who said this? I just think Hannah G has coasted on her beauty for so much of her life.
Seth.
Yeah.
Caitlin.
Yep.
Oh. Wow. She
which is crazy
that.
Because she's a beauty queen.
Caitlin said that. Caitlin threw shade about beauty. She got Hannah B after she shaded Hannah B was tortured by Caitlin because of her beauty.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Oh, I'm glad I'm not a pageant girl.
Okay. All right, who said this? Robbie has 12 abs. You should only have 6. What do you do for a living? Stop working out. I don't trust you.
Ooh, okay. So who Robbie would have been going after Amanda when somebody else... Jordan wouldn't say that because Jordan is vain.
I have a guess, but I don't know if...
Okay, Seth, that guess.
I think Daniel might say something like
that. No, Daniel wouldn't because he loves abs.
Katie? Nick Vial?
Nope.
Damn. Okay.
It's a woman.
Oh, God. Oh, say that again. Say the quote one more time.
Robbie has 12 abs. You should only have 6. What do you do for a living? Stop working out. I don't trust you. Yeah.
Is it one of the twins, Haley?
No.
All right. I'm going to just guess one. Is it Christina?
No.
Who was it?
Raven.
Oh, okay.
She didn't trust him.
Okay, great. Number 3.
All right. who said this. Deep intellectual things are just my jam.
I remember that. And that was Olivia Arden. Yes. Olivia.
Olivia.
Yes, yeah. I got a point. Yeah. I'm on the board. Got fuckers. I'm on the board. My Thank jam. You. Yeah, Olivia. Olivia Culpo. Olivia. Olivia.
Yeah, the one who's like has a podcast. Yeah, like. Yeah, she has a podcast called Mouthing Off, I think, because of that.
You know what?
Huge mouth.
It was a big mouth. Okay, great. Oh my god, I'm on the board, guys.
Okay, who said this? I can speak, I can walk, I'm fit.
Arden,
yeah.
Jordan.
Yep, yeah.
I'm fit.
And then he goes, Mowling I really my... wish I knew what she didn't like about me.
Say it one more time. Say it one more time.
He says, I can speak, I can walk, I'm fit. I really wish I knew what she didn't like about me.
Who sent him home? Becca?
Becca.
Yeah.
And who was the guy that, oh, it was the chicken. It was the chicken.
Oh, David. Yeah.
You know who I got deep diving, who I forgot about, who I didn't even see in The Paradise, but I saw in, so he was, remember Joe who kept licking his lips and then in Paradise was dating the green-eyed lady? That southern guy, Joe, who was so grody.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I saw videos of him deep diving. Yeah, deep diving. He would like lick his lips and it was that girl that everybody wanted that had the green eye. Sam.
Oh,
everybody wanted Sam and he was like a dirty dog and then he would do whatever it took to get a rose and I forgot about him until I was trying to write these questions. Okay, Tana, go! Number five.
Number five. Okay, so who said this?
Music, please.
I never got dumped this hard on a first date. I'm really embarrassed. Like, really embarrassed. Not even, like, just a little bit. Like, really embarrassed.
Oh,
it's just sad, man. Like, I fucking lost to a chicken man. Come on.
Oh,
I lost the chicken man. All right, so it was somebody who was clearly on Becca season.
I thought it was one of the twins because of the number of likes.
Yeah, but that was a guy. It was a guy. So who liked, say it one more time.
I never got dumped this hard on a first date. I'm really embarrassed. Like, really embarrassed. Not even, like, just a little bit. Like, really embarrassed.
Give us a visual hint.
I'm just sad. They were on Becca's season, and then they were also on Paradise.
Shy.
Yeah.
Is it Grocery Store Jim?
No.
He got kicked off right away. Give us a visual look of him. A hint of what he looked like.
He was really, really buff.
Narrows it down.
Okay, it's not Garrett. It wasn't Garrett.
He's very full of himself. Mm-hmm. And he had a very poor showing on last year's Paradise.
It wasn't Chad because Chad was not his season.
Katie, was it Robbie?
No.
No? Okay.
He's a big old idiot, in my opinion.
Big old idiot.
Okay, give us... Will I remember?
Yeah, I mean...
Apollo.
Maybe potentially a little foreign.
What kind of foreign?
Canadian
like,
foreign?
Like Polish foreign?
Oh. Oh, Camille.
Yes,
oh, Camille.
Oh. I never got dumped this hard on first date.
Oh my god,
I'm
Camille?
Really embarrassed.
Camille was on Becca's season?
Yeah, he got sent home night one.
What?
He and Jordan had the little...
Oh my god, I can't believe he was like Becca's season. Yeah. He feels so long ago.
He's a fool. That's why he's like, I'm so embarrassed. I'm really embarrassed.
Guys, I'm enjoying this game though. I am enjoying the game. I'm not going to act like I'm not enjoying the game. Okay. Okay, Katie. You're scorekeeping. You're playing music. You're asking questions. I believe in you.
Okay. You can do it.
I'm going to go over the score real quick. Cheyenne, 0. Seth, 0. Anna, still -1. Arden, 2. And me, 1.
There's no way that this rigged game is going to be 1 by me. There's no way. I feel like I'm the worst at this.
The end, I have 2 more quotes because I picked 7.
For great. Let's do 7. Let's make it more interesting. Let's do all 7. It makes it more interesting.
Get people
more points. Yeah. Now.
Okay, I'll do it quickly.
Yeah.
I don't want to have to physically fight you, but if there's no way to stop you from saying what you're saying, then I will physically have to hurt you.
Shy.
Yeah.
Is that Peter?
No.
I'm bad at this.
Okay, give us a season.
JoJo's.
Say it. Okay, let's hear the quote one more time.
I don't want to have to physically fight you, but if there's no way to stop you from saying what you're saying, then I will have to physically hurt you.
I can't even remember. So we had Chad.
I wouldn't say Alex.
No.
Chad.
Either Chad or Alex.
Who was he saying it to?
I don't remember.
But he was such a psycho that he that sounds like something that he liked to fight.
I think he was saying
it to Chris Harrison.
Yeah, I know. Seriously.
Yeah.
Okay, I got one more.
Great.
I talk to God every day, and people that go against me just end up hurt sometimes.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Is this Luke P?
It was a girl. It was a woman, I think. It was somebody that actually got hurt. They fell out of the bunk bed. It was the person who willed the person to fall out of the bunk bed.
Oh, you got it.
And because he broke his nose, David. It was Jordan! It's Jordan! He made, God made Jordan fall on his face.
No, God made, because Jordan talks to God, David fell on his face.
Again, like broke his face because Jordan talks to God and Jesus sent David on his face. Yeah. He didn't have a shower. Jesus had bunk bed Jesus. Yeah. Wow! Yeah. Wow!
Jesus has bad PR in Bachelor
Nation. I know he's gotta get better guys to talk through.
I'm in awe of the energy that was channeled into.
You know I got excited. You know I'm. That's a very physical experience doing the podcast. Mm. You can't rein me in. You can't put me in a corporate. That's why it's got to be in a hot boxed fucking bougie garage. You can't put me in a corporate podcast studio, Katie.
All right.
I believe in you. I believe in your multitasking. Don't tweet and drive. Here we go.
Hold on. All right.
Here we go. Nailing
what it. Was the nickname of the guy who was left on the Irish cliffside?
Oh,
I know this, but I'm not going to say it. Cupcake.
Cupcake. Yes.
Well, give it to Seth. Give it to Seth. Give it to Seth.
Okay. Hold on. Now I have to mark down the score.
We were afraid he was going to jump off, right?
Yeah, he was the dentist. He drove up the cupcake. He was left on the Irish cliff.
They kind of half sent a producer over. It's like, is he?
Is he gonna, yeah.
I do have one that's one yeah, that's before Caitlin's season because I forgot that we were doing just after.
Go for
that.
It. Go good. For it. Go for it.
Okay. There was the woman Kelsey on Chris Soule's season who had her amazing story about how her husband died, and she kept saying, "My story. I love my story." What was her husband's name?
This is a great question. I didn't watch that season, but didn't she kill her husband?
We're like nearly positive she killed her husband.
That's why I only smartest because you guys have talked about.
I remember what she looks like.
That, and she got left in the Badlands because yep. She and Ashley I in the Badlands and she yep. killed her husband and yep. his name was.
I love my story. My story makes me who I am.
She definitely killed her husband.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
And who was her husband?
What was his name?
I don't know.
He had a weird name.
I have no idea.
Okay.
Orlando Bloom.
Sanderson, and I always said it was Amperson. And I always
wow. Okay, that's a good question. That's a good question.
Okay.
She killed her husband.
Oh, she did. 100%.
Okay, for sure. So she's bragging about her story. Cam's so slid in his DMs. Like, I got a story, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cam.
Okay. In what city did Nick and Caitlin pretty much fuck in a church?
Dublin! Arden! Dublin! In the Cranberries! That's what killed Dolores O'Riordan.
Yeah.
She cannot get it out of her brain.
Okay.
That's what did her in.
All right.
I loved the Cranberries. I loved the Cranberries. Great album.
Who did Ben Higgins go on an interesting 2-on-1 date with?
Oh, shit.
He went on a 2-on-1. And
Arden! Arden! Olivia and a twin. Emily.
No.
Haley.
Wait, what?
Olivia.
It wasn't, well...
Olivia and Haley. They left Olivia on the...
That was not Haley, then.
Where Emily, the twin took out Olivia by the blowhole.
He went on a 2-on-1 with both the twins.
Did he get two 2-on-1s? Olivia got left on the cliff.
My bad. What should we do? I actually wrote an extra question, so let's just forget that one.
Okay, great.
That's right. He did go on a double date with them and then left one of them in Vegas.
Yeah.
That's so dirty dog.
In her motherhood.
Her like bunk bed. Her like bunk bed.
Jesus Christ. What were Jordan Rogers' two signature moves?
Oh. Arden, licking of the lips. And I felt and making out against a wall.
Yeah, well, they were like.
And wearing capris.
Yeah.
Capri pants, yeah.
Capri pants. Licking lips,
pushing up against a wall.
He was always doing the hair swoop thing.
Yep.
He was always
and his
pushed.
Walk. He had a few.
Yeah.
He had a very feminine walk.
Okay. And then last one. Before Tanner asked out Jade on Paradise, who was saying they were into her?
Oh.
There was someone else who was into Jade. Who was that?
Can you give us three fake outs and throw one in there?
Well, I'll give you a hint. He was good friends with Tanner.
I can't even remember.
Or I guess actually.
What season? I don't even remember who was there that season.
That was the first Paradise.
I don't even remember who was there.
Or I guess Jade asked out Tanner, but somebody was interested in Jade.
I can't remember who was even on that season.
Yeah.
This guy is now married to somebody in...
Evan!
No.
Okay.
No, he wasn't married yet. Wait.
I don't remember
married
who
married to someone from Paradise?
Yeah.
or from the Bachelor Nation. They just got married. All right,
Goose? You guys,
no, because he was married.
It was Jared. Oh, Jared was like super into her. Like he was like, "Oh, I'm here for." Because I remember being feeling really awkward because he was like, "Oh, I really like Jade. I really like Jade." And then Jade asked out Tanner, or Tanner asked out Jade, and I was like, "Ooh, that's awkward." And then they got married.
Wow. And then Jared married his captor. Yeah. Remember her space, like 7-page letter? And then she cornered him at Jade and Tanner's wedding and did it again, and he fucking married her. He actually seems happy and in love. It's banana pants.
I mean, I shouldn't say this, but if you're a psycho and you've got that guy, keep hope alive, because actually I did it.
I mean, that's the thing. It gives psychos bad hope. Like, it's actually bad for psychos.
You know, actually, thinking back at that Paradise season, actually, I brought her sister on the show.
Yeah, who also wept.
So I guess it's okay if Kristen comes with... People were, like, freaking out, like, why is she allowed to go? But it's like, they've done it before. They've brought on randoms.
Yeah, I remember her sister wheeling a wheeled suitcase through the sand and weeping just as much as Ashley. And I remember thinking, what happened in New Jersey in this household? Like, what is this Disney weeping? Like, keep it inside a little, guys.
Weep until you get what you want.
It worked.
Yep.
I remember her sister cried just as much as Ashley. It's so hot in here.
Your fan has now rotated towards the door.
My fan is like, girl, get out of here. We cannot thank you enough. First of all, yes. Oh, my God. Seth didn't even go.
Questions.
Oh, my God. Yes. I thought I forgot.
The score. Let me go over the score real quick. Hold on. It is Cheyenne 0, Seth 1, and a negative 1. Arden 6.
How is that possible? I don't even feel like I'm doing well. I've rigged it. Yeah. I only build. I'm like some dick like that, like a movie, like the rich kid from Toy that you can only go to the house if you let them play the game, and then she constructed a game that like only she could win.
We're all going to go do a series of weird things.
What a piece
all day.
Of shit! And then isn't it like, and then Richard Pryor become like they like isn't that that movie the Toy?
She never mind.
You're younger than that. You're younger than that.
I remember that movie.
It was like some rich kid. It was like Ricky Schroeder or something. Yeah. Like basically, like he always got what he wanted. Or I'm just confused. Maybe I'm mixing Silver Spoons.
Rich people always do that. Like The Game. Literally the movie The Game. They're like, oh my God, JK. You just went through hell. But
yeah, you're fun. You have to entertain me. I bought you.
Yeah.
I remember being a babysitter like in my town where I grew up. You know, I just lived there year round. And in the winter, it's just like Lobsterman gas station. But in the summer, some wealthy people come and they spend like a month or two there. Like that's the main industry.
Yeah.
But we live there year round. So I would like babysit a lot of the rich kids. And I remember one of them saying like, can we buy her? Can we buy her? She's fun. I want to buy her. Can we buy Arden?
Oh my God.
And they had the fanciest house like down by the water and like this kid.
Can we buy her?
Yeah. And I remember JJ was like, get the fuck out of there. Yeah. Like, just go get a fucking job making sandwiches somewhere. But like, yeah, she's like, get out. They wanted to buy me. I said no.
I would hope.
Yeah.
I'll think about it.
Yeah.
$17,000.
Yeah. I asked them to Venmo me $17,000. They're like, what's Venmo? It wasn't existing yet. And I was like, well, then
what did the parents say to can we buy her?
I think they tried to buy me. I think they were like, Rebecca, they want to buy you. Like, they love you. You're fun. Like, I was like a toy, like a wind up, like a dancing
does that
monkey.
Mean? Like, they would pay you to live with them or something?
I think.
Put her in the yacht with the others.
I got bought by another family. There was like a family that I babysat for that bought me that like they were like, but they weren't as rich. They were like MIT professors who clearly hated their kids, and like so they would be, it was during the summer, so they were like off for the summer but like wanted nothing to do with their offspring, so they'd be home all day, and then so I'd be dealing with the kids, and then the kids would run into the next room and be like, mommy, like, Arda says we can't have ice cream, you know, and then like, give Monica ice cream, you know, like, I had no authority. It was just like, oh, I have like photos of me with these kids that had purchased me. It was terrible.
They purchased you. Wow.
Yeah. And it's, you give no purview if the parents are in the next room just not wanting to deal with them.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't wait to purchase a Little Arden and take care of my
dad. Oh, my God. I was fun. I was permissive as a babysitter. Yeah. I think that's why they liked it. Like, I did not run a tight ship.
You know, I actually was the worst babysitter.
It's hard.
I would just get high in the backyard and then come and be like, yeah, whatever you need. And then I would just zone out. And then the parents would come home like, it smells like weed. And I'm like, that's so weird. Oh, my God.
Your kids are animals.
Yeah. You got high in the backyard.
I cannot believe people asked me to babysit. Like, I was so not, like, mentally present ever. Like, I was just too high.
I remember being, like, 10 or 11 and babysitting, like, a baby. And, like, I remember literally dropping this kid on his head by accident, God, changing his diaper. Oh. And it was like, I'm 10. Like, I was, like, a little 10. I was a little 10. Yeah. I didn't grow till way later. Yeah. Like, you shouldn't give me your baby. I should have a babysitter.
Yeah.
I'm not the sitter.
Yeah.
I shouldn't be changing a diaper. I'm 10.
I don't think I ever did the getting high or dropping kids on the head, but I did do, oh, this movie looks just like Josie and the Pussycat Dolls, and it was Beyond the Valley of the Dolls.
No.
We were both traumatized.
Oh, my God.
No. No.
It was just like, I feel like I should stop watching, but I have to know how it ends.
Can't stop that.
Paint and play. And then, doesn't end well. Pills. There's a lot of pills. Mommy's Little Helpers.
Yeah. Somebody got beheaded. Like,
how old was the kid?
About 7.
Yeah. You know what? I had a babysitter that accidentally. We were supposed to be watching Hopscotch, and it was some, like, Dirty Harry movie. I was like, this is fucked up. They're like, don't tell your parents. I was like, this is so fucked. Anyway, all right, Seth, Matt, you're up.
Okay. Questions. Let me get my.
All right, I'm not going to look.
This is for some of the Patreon listeners.
Great.
This musical guest revived a decade-long career slump with the creep rock hit Don't Give Me Those Eyes.
Anna, Tennille Arts?
No.
Oh, no.
Okay, Arden, Richard Marx?
No.
Don't give me those eyes, because you...
Oh, Anna, James Blunt.
There it is.
Oh, James, my God. Blunt. That's right. James Blunt.
What a weirdo.
Went on Bachelor Australia for a really weird one-on-one with Crazy Chris, right?
It was Maddie J. And Elise.
Oh.
Because he dragged her in.
That's when they fell in love.
Yeah. And
that's
they started
when they
dancing.
Fell in love.
Elise, yeah, good. We're going to sing a song for you.
Oh, my God. That's right. They, like, was like the corpse of James Blunt.
Yeah.
That, he was like, he'd given up hope so many years ago.
He's like, this will get me back in the public eye.
And it was basically like,
I used to be on Oprah.
Yeah.
And wasn't it like,
so
I'm
sad.
Sorry I fucked you in Las Vegas? Like,
oh.
Wasn't that the name of the song?
It was really weird.
It was Don't Give Me Those Eyes.
Wait, was this an original or could it be purchased on iTunes?
I'm sure
it's on iTunes. You should look for it. It's like, it was really messed up.
Chris Harrison owns the rights to the song.
Yeah. But Osher, you're missing out. You're missing out. Australia's really fun.
Yeah, if you're not subscribed to Patreon.
If you're not, it's really fun. It's like Alterno universe of, you're like,
The Bachelors are actually, like, good people.
They're handsome and good people. It's because since you seem to like the cute, like, aside from Dumpster Fire, who's a sweet people,
yeah.
But like Peter and Tyler, they have like Peter and Tyler's as their bachelors.
Ooh.
Maddie J was, even though kind of a dud, handsome as all get out and like a good guy, but you have to be into like extreme sport. You have to be willing to like skydive.
Yeah, he'll like push you out of a plane.
They're all about like,
do
thrill.
You love me?
You
have
you to conquered
be, like, a
my fear.
Varsity.
Yeah.
It's all very athletic varsity thrill seekers. But okay, here we go. Next one. This is the hottest. It's so hot.
Very hot.
This couple's grape-stomping date led to the Bachelor's own official brand of foot wine, which sold out 3 years running, proving once again that America will buy anything ABC tells it to.
Is that true?
It's true.
Okay, Arden, I remember this, and I'm going to say Ben Higgins.
No.
Okay.
Mm.
Andrew Firestone.
Grape stomping date.
I remember it.
Foot wine.
I remember that.
Delicious foot
JoJo,
wine.
JoJo, and JoJo, and Jordan.
You got it.
Oh!
Jordan did that? He made a wine.
They were stomping around in the grapes.
I remember that.
And then the Bachelor brand in 2016 released their own brand of wine.
And
it's like a
nation went crazy.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Probably didn't have to roll up his pants.
All right. I'm going to do one right now. Who? Here's a bonus question. Who? Who had the date in the wood-powered hot tub? Who chopped wood and had a date?
Katie.
In Pennsylvania. Katie.
Oh, shit, never mind.
You know this.
Oh, Cheyenne.
Is it Cheyenne. And? Yes.
JoJo?
Yes! It was Luke. Luke Pell and JoJo.
Dead Eyes Luke Pell.
Dead Eyes
Luke P.
Yeah, the first Luke P. That was a bonus question.
Remember that at the Winter Games?
He was
with
awful.
It a Russian woman?
Yeah. So apparently, Lori just sent me, apparently, get it.
The
get it, Cheyenne. Alleged. Oh, that's right.
I think, was it the mathematician?
No, the mathematician was the one that
Shoshana.
Cried over Camille the whole time.
So apparently,
Shoshana.
Apparently, Luke is dating a lady that went on Big Brother, and she cheated on him in the house.
Oh, good for her.
That's fun. Okay, Seth, sorry to cut you off. I just had a vision of another one. Okay, go ahead. The hot tub stomping made me think of hot tub fire power.
Halitosis.
Great.
That's it. That's the only
Who has bad breath? Who
Halitosis.
Has
best...
Oh, Olivia. I mean, Anna. Oh. Olivia.
Right on, Anna.
Hey! And ugly feet.
Because Straight she never up. Ate.
And cankles. Cankles.
She didn't eat, so she would get bad breath. Like, she would, like, that was the whole thing. Like, they were saying she wasn't eating enough because, you know, she was, like, trying to stay skinny, and then that would give her bad breath.
Oh, my God. And then she got
some mint.
And then she got kinkle shamed by those mean girls.
I've always been scared of my kinkles.
They were mean. You know, that's fucking mean.
She did try to pull the, I was bullied as
that's
a
right,
child.
That's right, because she'd been so mean to everybody. And then she pulled the
I was. The men tell all?
Bullies often are very quick to cry.
Yes, they are.
They are. It's like such a manipulative
very
move.
Insecure.
Yeah. Okay.
I think after the show, she was like suicidal, I believe. That's what happened. She went through like a very dark. She talks about it on her podcast. I just remember reading that she talks about how she like went through like a really dark phase and then became a model.
Well,
as
that's
you
how
do
you
as
get
a
out.
Beautiful person.
You go from a low to a high, guys.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Next one. Though he did not woo his way into the Bachelorette's hoo-ha, this contestant woo-hooed his way into our hearts forever.
Would it be Tyler C?
No.
Anna. Wells Adams?
No.
Who goes
woo-hoo? Kenny.
Kenny it is.
That's right.
Sneaky snake.
The sneaky snake.
I forgot about that.
Oh my God, it's like we've all been on this journey together. We've all been like, it's literally like we've been to like to go find Smeagol's ring at Middle Earth together. And there's like deep in the folds of my brain somewhere this shit that is so pressing at the time. And then it's just like folded in and then you just can't even remember.
Give it to us. Give it to us.
Sneaky snake.
They should have let Kenny punch Lee.
Just once.
Yeah.
Just one.
Knock some sense
into him. Just a little punch.
And then all the producers would be like, wow, no one saw that, so it's okay.
He could have just done like set up a rugby game so they could have just thrown him down once.
Yeah.
Any more quotes?
Last one.
Okay, great.
One last one.
Great.
This is a multiple choice.
You love it. I love a multiple choice.
How long do contestants have to stay together to keep their rings?
Let me give you the...
it A, 3 years, B, 6 months, C, 2 years, or D, I'm Neil Lane, bitch. I pull better rocks out of my morning stool, so you can keep that trash.
Shy.
I'm going to say shy. C, 2 years.
It's 2 years.
Yep.
It's two years.
Because I so thought that Rachel was going to get rid of the man, but no, she married him.
Can we discuss that for 1 second? Their honeymoon pictures. Have you seen those?
No.
The honeymoon pictures. I mean, first of all, she looked really cute getting married. I liked her until I'm living my best life. I forgot about his cheek implants. I forgot about his cheek implants. Will you pull up some of the honeymoon photos? Yeah. I felt like there was a lot of shots of both of them, like in like swimwear, kind of like looking up. And I thought, how many times did you be like, no, no, take another one. Take another, like, like if you're on your honeymoon, like, okay, no, 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 just to get it from a lower angle. Just like,
better
like,
light. Better,
you
light.
Know, it didn't feel relaxed or natural. They were clear, like, I don't know. Anna,
yeah,
thoughts?
She, I think, really leaned in hard to, like, the Hollywood LA thing, because now she's going to host a show on MTV.
Yeah.
She has that podcast. Yeah, she has that podcast with Ali Fedotowsky or whatever. I think she's ready to, like, leave her profession as a lawyer and upset her, like, judge father.
I think she's been ready for a while. I mean, yeah. But she's got to win. The window is closing.
And there's some, like, ex who didn't propose that she's still getting back at to this day.
Does she talk about that?
Yeah, remember someone, like, broke her heart or something and didn't give her a ring, which is why she needed that ring so bad.
She was desperate for that.
She's like, Peter, if you don't propose, Peter. That's it.
But yeah. So now I feel like there's two guys she's gonna. I think it's Peter and the other guy.
If she had to marry Brian for... to rub it in Peter's face.
Agreed. It's
and
almost
Brian's
like
mom.
Yeah. And
oh
Brian's
my
mom.
God. I would love to see the picture of Brian, the mother of the groom at the wedding.
Remember her? How intense she was. Like, Brian, why did you get the? You didn't get good haircut.
You got another, okay. I'll get that for the show. Yeah. You got that for the show.
I need to see a picture because I'm so sure she wore white.
Oh my God.
I can't get any service.
You know that she wore. You know that she wore like a white mullet dress, mm-hmm. just like fully, like scooted down the aisle two seconds before, bum, bum, like, oh no, I'm sorry, I'm late.
Yeah, she was like cooking breakfast for them in the fantasy suite.
Just for Brian, my baby boy.
Yeah, do you think she's like, oh my God, how funny, it's also my birthday.
Oh my God.
Do you have moms who do that, who make weddings all about them?
Yes.
I had a friend who told me a story about his friend that when he got married, the mom insisted that it be on her birthday as well. And in the middle of the ceremony,
I can't with this.
She had all her friends roll out a cake for her and sing her happy birthday in the middle of her son's wedding.
Wait a minute. Back up the bus. This actually happened?
Yeah.
Who do you know that told you
Miles
this?
Told me this story, that a friend of his, in the middle of their wedding, the mom rolled out a cake because she insisted that it be like a birthday / wedding. So like made it about herself and it like had a cake rolled out for her.
I love everything.
Everyone sang her happy birthday.
In the ceremony.
Yes. I have another story that someone sent us because we were talking about
weddings.
This person who listens to the Daily Zeitgeist that I produce, Evil Lord Haha on Instagram, sent me this story. So at a university friend's wedding years ago, the mother of the bride gave a speech about how she always wanted her daughter to marry her best friend's son.
No.
She then complained that her daughter was marrying someone else.
No.
Then she had her friend's son stand up in front of everyone and told us that he had been in love with her daughter since he was a kid. And to prove it, he had prepared a vocal performance for the event. He then sang
at the wedding.
He then sang "All I Ask of You" from the Phantom of the Opera. The groom was openly crying with laughter by the end of it, and it remains the wildest thing I've ever seen at a wedding.
Holy shit.
Wait a minute. So the mom made this kid get up and serenade the bride who was marrying somebody else and never dated him.
Yeah.
With a Phantom of the Opera song in the Does Anybody Here Object to This Wedding?
Yeah, and everyone was just like, what are you doing?
Wow, I...
Bold.
See, this is all the stuff that you got in the inner sanctum. You hear everything.
Wow.
Is it everything you'd hoped it would be?
Yes, it's lived up to the hype. From the spread to the company.
From the spread to the heat. The heat situation.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
The Meyer lemon water.
The converted garage.
I feel like the red carpet has
We were so excited. You guys came in. And we're glad we could organize this. This just worked for everybody's schedule. Thank you for moving things around. I know you have stuff to do here.
It's okay.
We would love to continue doing stuff like this in the future. We'd like to get to know the fans. We do this all for you guys because it's my favorite thing I do, and we wouldn't be able to do without you guys.
I have to say, if you get invited, do it.
Do it. Well, maybe we could help. You guys could help be judges next year. You could help us nominate who you think. Who do you like that tweets? Who are your faves? Aside from Seth Vett, obviously.
3D Dorito.
Yeah.
3D Dorito.
She's my favorite.
3D Dorito is funny.
Yeah. And then Ryan, he's the one who told me. He was like, you do know that Stagecoach and Coachella are owned by the same people. It was like, you have blown my mind.
Are they?
Yeah.
They are.
That's why they're the same. Like, following weekends.
That makes so much sense.
I did not know that.
Dirty sense.
So you love 3D Dorito, too.
Yeah. She's my favorite now. There are a handful of people who, like, the Venn diagram from the trombone world and this podcast world have started to slowly intersect.
That's so fun.
Because I've had people slip into my DMs.
Yes, I love that.
My husband is a trombone player, and we know who you are.
Oh, my God.
Uh-oh.
Well, we hope to have you again. We love that you guys came. Thank you for giving us your time and all of your funny. Look, I know a lot of joke writers, and you guys are just as good as all my friends that are joke writers.
Thanks.
You're very funny people, and I know that our fans enjoy you, and you're definitely a huge part of the show, so we appreciate
this
you.
This is what when I have to wake up at 6:30 in the morning on Wednesdays usually.
Yeah.
I will stay up until like 1 a.m.
Yeah.
Like when it comes up in the download. I'm just like, I can't go to sleep.
Yay!
I have to listen.
That's the best. Well, allegedly, yeah. Apparently, who knows if this will actually happen. Allegedly, this week it's Rob and Beverly and Scott King.
Oh, the dream team.
Yeah, and Scott King, who is so funny, too. Have you enjoyed Scott King?
Yes.
He's so funny.
Everybody you have. Like, yeah. Brian.
Oh, my God, Brian kills
Brian
me.
Brian comes in. And
Kyle.
Australia. Yes. Kyle. I've been waiting for Kyle to come back.
Yeah. He was back a couple weeks ago.
Was he back?
He and Brian did one.
He needs to come back more often.
I know. We love Kyle.
I miss Kyle. I need to see him.
I mean, miss Debbie.
I love Debbie. Mm. She's in Europe right now.
I know.
She's watching her first Paradise, and she thinks it's incredible, because it is. Maybe we should throw Kyle onto the pile this week. I mean, that'd be a huge pocket. I mean, let's have a blowout. Just like a blowout finale. Let's throw him on the pile.
Kyle and Beverly would be funny.
Kyle and Beverly. I thought that Brendan and Bill did a great job a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. All right, guys. Well, singing if you know it. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for letting me hotbox you. Should we play Tweet of the Week? And then here we go. Or no, we can just play our song. Katie, you did a great job today.
You did.
I have so
you're
many
on
windows
it.
Open because I have my questions.
I know. It was a lot. Then you were the scorekeeper.
Am I playing the theme song?
Yes. If I only had a pen, you wouldn't have had to also be the scorekeeper.
Yeah. I gave you a pen.
I know. I fucked up. I just saw it. I just looked over and I was like, where did that pen come from? I should have been the scorekeeper. I was like, that's a nice pen. Why didn't I grab that pen? Accept this rose.
Ooh.
I accept. Do you like the song?
Oh, I love this song. I'm going to put some trombone to it.
You? Oh, my God. Would you please?
I will.
That'd be great. Oh, I just love that. I know you guys because of a fever dream I had on a mountain in Vermont. I basically know all of you because of a fever dream I had on the mountain. Thank you for playing. Bye.
Bye.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Do you love fashion? Do you love getting compliments on how well you're dressed? Are you always seeking the latest trends? Then we're talking to you. BostonProper.com is your fashion destination and the only place to go for all those nods, head turns, and new styles. No matter the day, season, or occasion, Boston Proper has what you're looking for. Sophisticated, confident clothing designed to flatter and get noticed. So visit BostonProper.com now and start creating your perfect wardrobe. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.